unfortunately, a small number have yet to make contact with us, and it's really that group now that I'm appealing to close out their bills with us at the very earliest possible time. We have a number of plans in place at the moment, including disconnections, referral to debt collection agencies, and also the assignment to our legal unit to pursue through the legal process the collection of outstanding monies. And clearly, it's not in anyone's interest to either spend time or money in those tasks if we can conclude the matter amicably and if the customer makes payment to us in the next week or so.
How many disconnections do you envisage being considered in the coming weeks?
We have at the moment a schedule of disconnections. I think it's in the region of about 35 was the latest count that I have across the county. Now, that will change from day to day. Some people will pay us, some other people will be added on as we close out particular accounts. But we will have in that region of disconnections planned over the next number of weeks. We have quite a number of people who have actually paid us in full. It's a movable feast, obviously, because you know, as each day goes on, we raise new debits for monthly bills, quarterly bills, half-yearly bills, and so on and so forth. So the figure is constantly moving. Glad to say, though, that our overall level of arrears figure is moving downwards, and our level of cash collections is moving upwards, comparable on a year-by-year basis. And again, I'd like to thank the customers that we have in Donegal for working with us in that regard.